I wanted to start, because some of the things we're thinking about today are rather serious, I wanted to start on a lighter note, so with a couple of jokes. Now, why am I warning you about the jokes? Well, it's because I noticed when I said you could put your eyes higher to see the Isaiah reading, there wasn't much of a reaction. The only thing I'm grateful for is that you didn't react like my grandchildren do when they say, "Oh, granddad." Anyway, the first of my jokes is here. Now, when it says I'm a big fan, that is not that big fan talking, because it can't talk, it can only hum. It's me saying that I'm a big fan of wind energy. And currently, wind energy is supplying 1/6 of UK energy supplies. And then I wanted to think about my individual contribution, because that's what we need to do. Think about what we can do. So I was wondering whether riding my bike twice a week would count as recycling. Yeah, I know. Oh, granddad. When I wrote a Bible study series, Caring for Creation, Christian Attitudes to the Environment, Paul and Astrid loaned me a book. This is the book. I haven't returned it yet, Astrid, I know. Christianity, Climate Change, and Sustainable Living. And chapter 3 of this book has as its heading, Should Christians Care About the Environment? Well, I want to bring you a reading of Jesus' words from Mark chapter 12, verse 30, where he says, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. So Jesus said the most important thing is to love God. And that made me think that one way we can love God is by aligning our heart with his heart. So what's on his heart? Well, I'll take you to another very well-known verse, which is John 3:16, where it says, For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. Now, New Testament Greek scholars, and I'm not numbered among them, tell us that the word for world is cosmos, spelt with a K. Cosmos. And cosmos means the sum total of everything here and now, the universe. It doesn't mean just the world of people. And you'll recall, perhaps, in Genesis, that God begins by blessing all living creatures, not just humans. But then God goes on to give humans responsibility. And I quite like the translation from the Message of Genesis 1, verse 26, where God is speaking and he says, Let us make human beings in our image. Make them reflecting our nature so they can be responsible for the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the cattle, and yes, earth itself, and every animal that moves on the face of the earth. So if that's what God wanted at the beginning, how have we done? Well, you will know that human beings, many of whom don't love God or even believe in him, have not behaved in a way that reflects God's nature of love for all creatures on earth. Humans have had a devastating effect on our planet. And you'll probably have seen some of Sir David Attenborough's programs, like A Perfect Planet, where he showed how that was happening. But when we watch that sort of thing, it's easy to become disheartened because we think there's nothing we can do about it. We also possibly think, isn't it everybody else's fault? But we might think, might our little actions be part of that? Well, you'll recall in our reading from Mark that Jesus went on to say, love your neighbour. And that prompted the question, who is my neighbour? Now, who it's not the person living next door to you who's just like you. The Jewish listeners to Jesus, when he told this story, were horrified. The good neighbour who showed love turned out to be a hated Samaritan. The good neighbour was a stranger living a long way away with different religious beliefs. So Jesus has told us to open our minds to the fact that he wants us to love our neighbour who lives far away. The stranger who doesn't look like us, doesn't live like us, doesn't speak our language, doesn't even share our religious beliefs. Today's neighbour for us might be the poor farmer in sub-Saharan Africa, losing his or her crops to drought worsened by global warming. Meanwhile, in the rich West, we enjoy more beef, more air travel, more high carbon footprint at his or her expense. Well, that's a bit gloomy to think about that. So what's the good news? Well, in this book, Christianity, Climate Change and Sustainable Living, in chapter 3, it says, care for the natural world is inseparable from the command to love our neighbour. Christians should care for creation because it has an eternal destiny in Christ. It will be redeemed and transformed along with our own bodies in the new creation. And the work we do now to shape and to care for the world is of eternal significance. So the good news is we can do what God intended and what Jesus commanded us. We can only perhaps take a small action. But when millions of similar small actions are added up, it's big and it's life-changing. Individually, we can do little. But we are a community of believers worldwide. We are Tearfund. We are AROCA, the Christian Environmental Organization. We are Climate Sunday. We are TBC. Us. And so I think when you think, can ordinary people do anything? Well, it's interesting that on the COP26 website, they're running a campaign. And the campaign is called Count Us In. And what is the purpose of the campaign? The purpose of the campaign, it says, is to protect what you love. People all over the world are taking practical steps to protect what they love from climate change before it's too late. Can we count you in? And it goes on to talk about uniting behind a green recovery from coronavirus, which creates sustainable jobs. And it goes on to talk about the linked challenges of public health, climate change and biodiversity loss. And it ends on a very positive note. It ends by saying we can safeguard the environment for future generations. And Sir David Attenborough has recently struck a very positive note. He appears on the front of my magazine here. And this is what he said. Just imagine what might be possible. Tomorrow's world could be more diverse, more stable, more wild. It's within our power if we start making the right choices from today. So that's a positive note from Sir David Attenborough and might stimulate us to moving forward. Because what we can't do is just think that it's all about just getting back to normal. Getting back to normal after the pandemic. Surely that's the most important thing. Surely health is much more important than biodiversity loss. Well, Professor Diana Bell is a professor at the University of East Anglia, and she is an expert in zoonotic diseases. These are diseases which are transmitted from animals to humans. And she warned in 2004 that China's wildlife trade was a massive threat to human health and biodiversity. And it is thought that that is how the worldwide pandemic started. So the challenge is not to return to a pre-pandemic normal, but to rebuild a better world. I've been enormously encouraged by Prince William's Earthshot Challenge. It's been on TV, and we mentioned it as a good news item on TBC's website Creation Care page. There are many positives all over the world. I think it's very exciting. And I don't want us as Christians who believe it's God's world to be left behind. Young people already understand this. You saw the world's school children responding to Greta Thunberg's recently. And the two authors of this book have dedicated it to their children, and they name them inside. Ellen, Jonathan, Sarah, Mark, and Sarah. Who will inherit the consequences of our actions? So it's not all doom and gloom, you see. The final chapter of this book is called A New Creation. And they say, God has not given up on his creation, but has chosen to recreate it from within. He invites us to participate in that recreation of all things, and promises that he will one day finish the job himself. So I have a question for you. Do you love God? Do you love your neighbor? Do you love your children and grandchildren? Well, that's a stupid question, isn't it? On a personal note, you can count me in for my grandchildren. How about you? Here at TBC, we're already on the way, and the Creation Care Group are going to produce one or two things, items in this service, showing how we can be involved. So my challenge to you today is, ordinary people, make an extraordinary God known by caring about what he cares about. Come as you are, join in, and be transformed. Simon's going to lead us again in some singing.